Some of the topics we're learning about today include, even if there's a doubt which of his two sons is the Bechor, the father gives five slum to the Kohen because one is certainly the Bechor. Meis Ha'av, if the father died before performing Pidyon HaBen, and the sons divided the estate, it is a machlekes whether they must pay five slum together. The machlekes might depend on the following halachas. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Shehoyu Be'ir Achas. If someone has a loan document that names the borrower, but two people in the town share that same name, whether he can collect from either one. Nichsei devar inish inun arvinbe. A person's property serves as his guarantor. Ha'achin shechalku. When brothers divide the estate, whether it is considered that they each inherited the half that they chose, or whether it is considered as if they each bought their half from the other. Milva ksum bater. Whether an obligation placed on the person by the Torah, such as Pidyon HaBen, is comparable to a milva alpeh, an undocumented loan. Milva alpeh, whether one can collect an undocumented loan from property that was inherited or purchased. Chamesh lechatzi chamesh. If the kohen cannot collect the entire five slum, whether he can collect part of the obligation. Hamitzim rechaveir olivaraya. The one who is trying to collect from the other bears the burden of proof. The Mishnah discusses many additional cases where there is doubt who is the Bechor, because two children were mixed up, including shtei noshim shulei bichru, if someone had two wives and they both gave birth for the first time. Achas bichru v'achas shulei bichru. If one wife had given birth previously and the other had not. Shtei noshim shulei noshim shulei bichru. Two women married to two separate men gave birth for the first time. Achas bichru v'achas shulei bichru shul shnei noshim. If two women married to two different men and one of them had given birth previously while the other had not.